man, half woman.
It's Gary.
I wanna hip you to the teeth.
It's Gary, baby.
All right, y'all. It is the bottom of the hour. Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Ricky. Good morning, America. It's Friday, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. And here's what's happening in celebrity news. Last night, y'all was one of the reunion part two of Real Housewives of Atlanta. And let me tell y'all something, honey. Ebony, this show, honey, I'm just really, really, I'm liking it and stuff. But I can't wait till next week when Miss Candy, baby, let them have it next week. Ooh, Miss Candy going to light into them next week, y'all. But
last, what?
Baby, because Miss Candy going to be cursing everybody out, baby. So I can buy all y'all if you keep on.
Because the truth of the matter is, Candy has more money than all of them.
Yeah,
even
she
Kim
does.
Admitted that.
Yeah, she does, honey. Miss Candy have always been, you know, well above all of them. But, you know, this girl just played a low game, honey. But last night, honey, Miss Nene, honey, and Miss Sheree, girl. Oh, Miss Sheree, honey, they played back the show last night from the African trip, honey. And Miss Sheree apologized last night, honey, you know, to everybody. Because, you know, she took Candy at least, because she did kind of slip and say the wrong thing, though. But what really got me, though, Ebony, y'all, was this. And Ricky, this was so touching. Baby, Miss Andy, honey, no, this girl's the narrator, you know, she's the mediator, whatever you want to call her, honey, of the show. Did you listen to this, how she told Kim, how she described Croy? She said, well, Kim, Croy is your husband. He's a nice guy. He married you, and he's the father of your kids, and yada, 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 and da-da. I said, now, isn't that somehow he nice? The good baby made Croy look like a good man. Had that
right.
Been Leroy, oh, you'd have been a baby daddy, or you'd have been somebody else. But he said, you're the father. I said, all right, baby, honey, that's how you keep it, though, honey. Y'all need to take notes on these shows, honey, how they describe your doggone right.
The little undertones. But, Gary, what you think about Marlo?
Baby, Miss Marlo gave you Naomi Campbell last night, baby. That bitch was giving it, baby. Miss Marlo gave you hair. Baby, her hair was cascading down her shoulders, bitch.
What she was she doing?
Baby, it was cascading down her shoulders, baby.
Cascading.
Yes, sir, baby. She had that split in the middle, baby. She was giving you Naomi Campbell. I'm like, all right, bitch. Let us have it, baby, honey. She did that, even though we don't like Miss Marlo that much, though, honey. She tried to let Miss Kim have it, though, child, but that's all right, baby. Miss Marlo sat
Kim
down.
Kim don't be letting them. She, she's like, look, I don't care if I'm the only white one sitting up here.
Okay.
Going to get by.
Okay. So I say, all right, girls, but honey, y'all, next week is going to be the ha-ha, so I can't wait. All right, y'all, moving on. Another celebrity this week. I really shedded tears on this story last
What
night.
Happened?
Beyonce, y'all. You know, it's been reported that Beyonce was spotted leaving an educational school in New York the other night, West 35th Street Alternative Education Complex. They're saying that Beyonce may be going back to school to get her GED because, you know,
don't
she...
Don't do this, Gary.
No, this is touching Ebony. It touched me. I almost cried. They say she left school at 14, Ebony, to pursue her career. And they said she had private tutors and all that stuff. But they said, honey, I thought about it when I was reading the story. It brought tears to my eyes because it made me think of Michael Jackson when they were young and they couldn't go to school. And that's why Beyonce wrote that letter to the First Lady, and she had those comma splices and stuff in it because she didn't feel...
That's messy. Gary, I thought you were sincere.
I was sincere until I got to that point.
Why is that smile on your face?
Ebony, hush. But anyway, y'all, it was so touching, y'all. They said she had a laptop in her hand and everything. So congratulations going out to Beyonce.
That is good. Well, we want her to get it together before she start helping.
How many people you think in our class, Ebony? How many people you think in our class?
About seven.
About seven people. But you know what, Ebony and Ricky, this is the quote. She said, quote, socially, I did miss out. She said, I left school at 14 and I had a tutor. She said, but I was never exposed to people long enough to make friends, so my family became my friends.
Good for her, because she could easily do it online. You know, a lot of kids, they homeschool online now.
Well, hell, she did that when she was 14, Ebony. It didn't work. She needed to go in a classroom and be amongst people and socialize. The color today, that's a great color. It's one of my favorite spring colors. My color today, y'all, is iPod. On the high end, you say eye popper, and on the low, you say beautiful gold. That's a great color for the
Gary, that was real mess. I thought you was genuine and sincere.
And I love Beyonce. You see, she listened to the show, Ricky, honey. They brought this story out, honey, after we talked about that letter she wrote to the First Lady.
Miss Tina done sat her down and said, look, babe, I ain't want to have to do this. But after you done wrote that letter, I can't have my grandbaby with that homework.
We love you, Beyonce. You know we do.
We sure do.
Y'all give it up for Gary with
we
the team.
Yay, Gary. Right, come